Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are part of this year's Poetry Omnibus program. Organizer C.N. Murphy and also poets Richard Stokes and Ann Fuller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's nice to have all of you here. C.N., if somebody hasn't heard of Poetry Omnibus, how would you describe it?
It is an annual contest where anyone, adult or youth, can submit a poem, and it's a juried contest. So the judges select 36 poems total to go on the Capital Transit buses for one full year.
Okay. And I can't – when did you last come on the show to solicit poetry?
In December.
Yeah.
January before the deadline.
So way back when. And now we have most of the winners here in the studio today.
There's 10 of the 36.
I see some great young faces looking through the window right now. Hi, poets. Nice to
see
you.
Very excited. It's their first time on the radio. So.
What would you say is the age range this year?
We have fourth graders through middle schoolers, high schoolers, and then 18 and up.
Okay.
I believe in their 70s. So it's a nice range.
Yes.
Yeah.
remind me how many years this has been happening?
This will be the 13th year that we just passed.
Okay. And two of the selectees this year are Richard Stokes and Ann Fuller. And how this is going to work today, we're just going to have different poets sort of cycle here into Studio A, and we get to hear their work and a little bit about them. Ann, you look ready. Before we get to hear your work, if that's all right, how many years have you submitted to this, and why did you start?
I grew up being read poetry by poets, and so always thought it was important to make poems. And I think I've submitted for the last 8 or 9 years. The idea of being asked to write a poem to celebrate Juno and cheer people up seems to suit my mood these days.
All right. Sounds good. Do you feel like sharing your piece with us?
Sure. The poem is called This Is. Where machine sounds are muffled by snowfall, where night dark skies show green curtains, where salt water tides ebb and rise, and fresh water drops as rain and rests as deep blue ice. Home, this shore, these forested hills, where plentiful harvests reward attentive watching, respecting living things, and taking tender care.
Okay. When you think of your audience, who comes to mind for that piece?
I think it's someone on the bus aware of what they're going by on wheels, but probably someone who spent some time at a bunch of different places along that route, so that I know when I look out at the wetlands from Egan Expressway, I remember being out there mucking through the mud in rubber boots. And it's that sense of seeing something and then seeing inside it. And that's what I think a poem does. So if they're tired, if people don't want to look out the window, they can look up and read the good advice placards and then a beautiful poem.
C.N., about how many poems go on each bus?
1 to 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Richard, do you have your piece ready to share?
I do.
I have to ask. The story you told before we went on air was pretty amazing. How many years have you participated in this program?
I have participated every year.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of that.
Prolific poet, Richard Stokes.
And when I was in a writing group with Kristen Hutchison, who started this, and I think my first published poem was in this program, and I just thought it was a great idea that she came up with. It wasn't that I was felt like I was much of a poet, but
that's a first publish. That's pretty cool. And, you know, I think about as they circulate around Juneau, a lot of people see them.
Yes. Okay. Last traces encrusted on gravestones, lichens in silence toil, erasing the who and the when.
All right. Thank you for sharing. You were telling us a story about how you are an occasional bus rider. And what does it mean for you to see these poems on the bus?
Well, particularly when it started, the very first one I wrote was about the bus. And I just love the notion that so many people are exposed. As I was laughing earlier, I've always watched hoping that I would see someone on the bus reading my poem, and it has never happened, you know. But you know, there's still time. And so,
they had already read it before you got on that
I'm
day,
sure.
Right?
And Nancy DeCherney told me once that people did call in to say that they appreciated seeing the poems, and so I've always felt good about that.
Okay. CN, you're a poet too, right, besides an appreciator?
Occasionally, I do.
Got it.
Right?
What does poetry mean for you? Why be such a part of this program?
It's just such a beautiful way to express yourself and share your innermost feelings with anyone that wants to read it. And perhaps that something that you say will resonate with someone and they will pass that good feeling on to the next person. And I think poetry is just a fantastic art form. And something about this contest is there's 10 lines of poetry or less. So it's really I love it because I'm such a minimalist. And I just get all excited reading all these short, condensed, just really great poems. And just seeing so many people participate in this, share this art form, make poetry awareness in our community is – just it's fantastic to be part of this whole.
Okay. Well, Richard Stokes and Ann Fuller, we have some more poets who are looking forward to coming in here. Do you have any last thoughts to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Oh, just that poems have so much to offer and there's so many different poems. Don't be afraid to read one.
That's well said. You know, get out there, write one and read one.
All right. Thank you, Richard Stokes and Ann Fuller. We'll be right back with more poets here on Juneau Afternoon.
Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Walking by my side. Her lovely locomotion.